Thursday, April 25th, Liturgy of the Hours, Midday Prayer. Let's pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. And our Midday Hymn. Help us, O Lord, to learn the truths thy word imparts, to study that thy laws may be inscribed upon our hearts. Help us, O Lord, to live the faith which we proclaim, that all our thoughts and words and deeds may glorify your name. Help us, O Lord, to teach the beauty of your ways, that yearning souls may find the Christ and sing aloud his praise. And now the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Psalm 119. See my affliction and save me, for I remember your law. Uphold my cause and defend me. By your promise, give me life. Salvation is far from the wicked who are heedless of your commands. Numberless, Lord, are your mercies. With your decrees, give me life. Though my foes and oppressors are countless, I have not swerved from your will. I look at the faithless with disgust. They ignore your promise. See how I love your precepts. In your mercy, give me life. Your word is founded on truth. Your decrees are eternal. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, help us always to rejoice in your promise, Father, and to praise the glory of your deeds. Keep us united in the love of your peace. Then we shall have little to fear from the threats of the mighty. Psalm 128. O blessed are those who fear the Lord and walk in his ways. By the labor of your hands you shall eat. You will be happy and prosper, your wife like a fruitful vine in the heart of your house, your children like shoots of the olive around your table. Indeed, thus shall be blessed the man who fears the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion all the days of your life. May you see your children's children in the happy Jerusalem. On Israel, peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer. Give lasting happiness, Lord, to those who reverence your name, so that our life and work may be such as to deserve your commendation, and bring us laden with good fruit to our everlasting home. Psalm 129. They have pressed me hard from my youth. This is Israel's song. They have pressed me hard from my youth, but could never destroy me. They plowed my back like plowmen, drawing long furrows. But the Lord, who is just, has destroyed the yoke of the wicked. Let them be shamed and routed, those who hate Zion. Let them be like grass on the roof that withers before it flowers. With that, no reaper fills his arms, no binder makes his sheaves. And those passing by will not say, on you the Lord's blessing. We bless you in the name of the Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, Lord Jesus, living in glory as the Son of Man, remember that when our sins had plowed long furrows on your back, your death broke the bonds of sin and Satan forever. Bless your church, wounded in its members, and strengthen it by their invincible power and grace. Repeating the antiphon, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. And a reading for midday is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 2b through 3 and 4. We drew courage from our God to preach this good tidings to you, his good tidings to you in the face of great opposition. The exhortation we deliver does not spring from deceit or impure motives or any sort of trickery. Rather, having met the test imposed on us by God as men entrusted with the good tidings, we speak like those who strive to please God rather than men. And the responsory, the apostles held fast to Christ's message, Alleluia. They kept the precepts he gave them, Alleluia. And our concluding prayer, let's pray, Father, you gave St. Mark the privilege of proclaiming your gospel. May we profit by his wisdom and follow Christ more faithfully. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Let us praise the Lord and give him thanks. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.